You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, hep cats and crazy kittens, I'm ready to get down to it, kung fu it, and really do it, cause you know it's time to drop in on Rosie's Juke Joint to the great Juke in the Back. A solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can't lose, from the top of your head to the soles are in your worn out walking shoes. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to Rosie's, where you can always get an honest glass of whiskey served to you with a big smile. We are the purveyors of vintage rhythm and blues, the music that followed World War II and preceded the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. We spin the shellac 78s that inspired Elvis, Carl Perkins, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Kinks, the Rolling Stones, and so many more. This music laid the foundation, and this week we're going to pay our respects to one of the labels that helped define early rhythm and blues and set the stage for rock and roll, Swing Time Records. But as with most things, the history of Swing Time Records is a bit cloudy. It was started in late 1946, early 47 by African-American entrepreneur Jack Lauderdale as Downbeat Records. Lauderdale is credited with starting one of the first black-owned record labels. Downbeat was started at least 2 years before Don Robey formed Peacock Records, and at least 3 years before Bobby Robinson started Red Robin Records. The original Downbeat offices were on South San Pedro in Los Angeles. Shortly after the label was formed, Lauderdale appointed Franklin Court to handle promotion and sales. When the musicians' union strike hit on January 1, 1948, a lot of record labels were caught in a tight spot. Some had done massive recording sessions at the end of 47 so that they would have a lot of material to release in 48. Other labels didn't release that much music in 1948 as the union banned musicians from holding recording sessions during that time. Lauderdale handled the situation a little bit differently. He either leased previously recorded music from other labels or outright purchased the masters of previously recorded material, and so he had plenty of material to release on Downbeat Records during 1948. The strike almost lasted the entire year. By 1949, Lauderdale was having some legal trouble with the jazz publication Downbeat Magazine and was forced to change the name to Swing Records. That didn't last very long, and soon Swing Beat was the name of Lauderdale's label. In late 1950, he finally settled on Swing Time Records. When researching and putting together this program, I had to make a decision. Since a lot of Jack Lauderdale's releases on Downbeat and Swing Time were first issued on other labels, do I play those? There were some mighty big records released on Swing Time. For example, Jimmy Witherspoon's Ain't Nobody's Business, which was originally issued on the Supreme label, but Lauderdale bought the Supreme label out and reissued it on Swing Time. I decided that it would be best to just focus on the Swing Time releases, and so I sprinkled a couple of those reissues in there, but for the most part, this week on The Juke in the Back, we are only going to hear the artists and records that Jack Lauderdale recorded himself and released on his own labels. And unfortunately, that won't include Jimmy Witherspoon, Percy Mayfield, Charles Brown, or Floyd Dixon. However, it will include Lowell Fulson, Pete Johnson, Big Joe Turner, Lloyd Glenn, Jimmy McCracklin, and a handful of vocal groups. So cats and kittens, sit back, relax, and enjoy Swing Time Records on this week's Juke in the Back. So let's go back to the very first record that Jack Lauderdale helmed. It was by the Lucky Thompson Quartet. It was recorded in Hollywood in either late summer or early fall of 1946 and issued on Downbeat Records in early 47. It's called Dodo's Bounce and features Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Lucky Thompson on tenor, Red Calendar on bass, and Jackie Mills on the tubs. This is where it all began for Jack Lauderdale's labels. Downbeat, early 1947. Here's Lucky Thompson's quartet with Dodo's Bounce.
Lord, I want to lead me on. Oh, well, head and gone for long at the river. Then the dance, God must be Lord, and hold my hand, take my hand.
Blessed Lord, I will take me on God.
Oh, precious Lord. The Five Soul Stirrers, released on Downbeat Records in 1947. And featuring R.H. Harris and Moselle Franklin on lead. It was originally issued on the Bronze label, but picked up for national distribution by this week's feature, Jack Lauderdale and his Downbeat Records. This, of course, is the Soul Stirrers, who were briefly calling themselves the Five Soul Stirrers. This is about 20 years into their career, as they started in the mid-1920s, when Silas Crane met R.H. Harris and formed a Jubilee gospel group together in Trinity, Texas. The Stirrers were quite an influential and innovative gospel group, as they really did change the way the Jubilee gospel was sung. They perfected what's called the swing lead style, where two singers lead the group singing together and thus heightening the intensity of the lead vocal while the backup singers are free to carry on in four-part harmony. In 1936, ethnomusicologist and folklorist Alan Lomax recorded the Soul Stirrers for the Library of Congress, and soon after they moved to Chicago. Of course, a few years after this particular record, Precious Lord, was made, they would get signed to Specialty Records, R.H. Harris would quit and move on to form another group, and Sam Cooke would take over lead. The rest, as they say, is history. Up next is another gospel group, called the Nightingale Jubilaires, and they recorded for Lauderdale's Downbeat Records. This was issued in 1948. So get ready, cats and kittens, for the rough and rocky road. Here are the Nightingale Jubilaires as we feature Swing Time Records this week on The Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll.
I know that I've been converted. You know my name. Better now. God said,
God said,
on all many crosses,
on all many crosses.
Oh, me love.
tell you a story. Of a boy who was once in love. I wanna tell you a story. Of a boy who was once in love. And how the girl that I loved robbed me of the happiness I dreamed of. She called me fine, sweet, and mellow, but that didn't mean a thing. She called me fine, sweet, and mellow, but that didn't mean a thing. Because I knew when she whispered love, that meant a watch, bracelet, a diamond ring. Of my goodness and made a pitiful fool out of me. Baby, go ahead, go ahead.
Confession Blues, Ray Charles's first commercial release. It appeared on the Downbeat label, 1949, from a session that took place in February of 49 in Seattle. At the time, his group was called the McSun Trio. The Sun came from Ray Charles' last name, Robinson. And the Mick came from Gossie McKee's last name. He was the guitar player. The trio was playing the early morning shift at the Rocking Chair Club in Seattle when they came to the attention of Jack Lauderdale. Confession Blues was a bona fide hit on Downbeat Records, topping out at number 2 on the national rhythm and blues lists. His connection to Lauderdale led Charles to get a job as the musical director for Lowell Fulson, who was also signed to the label. This helped hone Ray Charles's chops before his next recording sessions. He would record for Swing Time Records under his real name, and we'll hear some of those singles later on in the program. Up next is one of the greatest boogie-woogie pianists of all time, Pete Johnson. Hailing from Kansas City, that's where he met and began working with Big Joe Turner. Johnson's tremendous boogie-woogie piano led to the pair recording the song Roll 'em Pete in 1938. They both had a hand in its composition. Jump ahead 11 years to 1949, and the two are still working together on and off. First up, we're going to hear Pete Johnson doing the Great Jumper, Rocket Boogie 88. And then we'll follow it up with Big Joe Turner, backed by Pete Johnson, and the song Wino Baby Boogie. I'm at the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll as we feature Swing Time Records this week on The Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, and contributors Lonnie Tapley. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I got one eye on my pistol and the other eye on my trunk. I don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Well, leave me a little bit, baby, so I can have myself a ball. Well, you must think, baby, those $20 bills grows on trees. You must think those $20 bills, baby, grows on trees. Pick them up and throw them around like you do autumn leaves. And see. You don't know what you're doing, baby. You better ask somebody. Wake up and see. I want to know just how big a fool you think a man can be. Stop stealing my money, baby, and buying that bad green wine. Cause one of these times, I ain't gonna be sleep. I'll be waking up on you. Yeah, baby.
Big Joe Turner shouting those 12-bar blues off the Downbeat label from 1949 with Pete Johnson backing him up, tickling those 88s, baby. And to think that's 11 years after the pair recorded Roll 'em Pete. That's Wino Baby Boogie. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, rocking you from coast to coast and laying that jazz on you like burnt toast. As we feature Swing Time Records this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now it was quite a thing for label owner Jack Lauderdale to score Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson for a couple of records. But that was nothing compared to what was coming. Lowell Fulson. He would become the biggest artist on Jack Lauderdale's labels. Fulson was born in Oklahoma on March 31, 1921, and died nearly 78 years later on March 7, 1999. Within the years of 1948 to the mid-1950s, he was one of the biggest selling blues acts in the world. He formed a house band in Los Angeles in 1949, which included a young Ray Charles on piano. When Lauderdale signed him to Downbeat Records, he was scoring hits right out of the gate. His first hit came towards the end of 1948 with 3 O'Clock Blues, which cracked the national top 10. He followed that up with Come Back Baby, and then, in mid-1950, with the now classic Every Day I Have the Blues, which features Lloyd Glenn on piano. Glenn had just been brought in by Lauderdale to head up his A&R department, as well as a recording artist and session arranger. The song itself had been around since the 1930s, but Memphis Slim recorded a version of it called Nobody Loves Me in 1949, which didn't hit the charts, but it led Lowell Fulson and Lloyd Glenn to rework it as Every Day I Have the Blues, and their version went to number 3 nationally. So now, after changing Downbeat Records' name to Swingtime Records, Jack Lauderdale had a huge hit on Swingtime with Lowell Folsom and Every Day I Have the Blues.
You better take my advice. down. Keep a home at any price.
Lowell Fulson with the biggest hit of his career, Blues Shadows, which spent 4 weeks at number one beginning on the 28th of October, 1950. Lloyd Glenn wrote that number and was featured on piano. That is one of the best sellers that Jack Lauderdale of this week's feature, Swingtime Records, ever had. I hope you're digging the show as we dig deep into the Swingtime Records catalog. This next one is not a song you'd hear every day. It's called Korea Blues, and it's by a cat named Clifford Blivens. He recorded a few sides for the exclusive label in 49, had one session for Swing Time in 1950, recorded in Los Angeles, which only yielded one single. Korea Blues, backed with Fat Man Boogie. Incidentally, it's Johnny Otis's band backing him up on this session. He'd appear one more time, 1952, a one-off single for Modern Records. And that's all she wrote for Clifford Blivens. So right now, cats and kittens, let's dig on Korea Blues.
Over there and through.
jukeboxes were jumping in 1951 to that one. Lloyd Glenn at the 88s with Chickaboo, which hit number one on June 9th of 1951 and stayed there for two solid weeks. His previous hit was in November of 50, and that record, Old Time Shuffle Blues, was credited to Lloyd Glenn with the Folsom Unit. Chickaboo was his only chart entry to feature his name solo on the label. Well, he's not completely solo on the label, but he's not sharing the label with Lowell Folsom either. Listed just below Glenn's name is Earl Burton on the bongo drums, Bob Harvey on the drums, and Billy Headnod on bass. Up next, Jesse Thomas, sometimes known as Jesse Babyface Thomas, born in Logansport, Louisiana in 1911. He was the brother of Willard Ramblin Thomas. He moved to Dallas in 1929, where he made his first records for Victor. By the early 1940s, he had moved to Los Angeles, and by the mid-40s, he was recording for Roy Milton's label, Milltone Records, along with Freedom Records, then Swing Time, Modern, Hollywood, and even Specialty. He was still playing the blues into his 80s, before he died at 84 in 1995. Here he is recording with Lloyd Glenn's combo in 1951 for Swing Time. It's Jesse Thomas with I Can't Stay Here, as we feature Swing Time Records this week on The Juke in the Back. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Swing Time Records, and one of Jack Lauderdale's biggest stars was Ray Charles. Now, as mentioned before, he first recorded for the label under the name The Maxon Trio. Lauderdale released a handful of singles under the name Maxon Trio, but soon realized that Ray Charles could do just as well on his own. A lot of times we don't think about Ray Charles's pre-Atlantic material being that plentiful, but Lauderdale was able to release about 16 singles on Ray as a solo artist. Here's an up-tempo driving one called Kissin' Me Baby, and it's this week's Great 78.
Well, I wanna be your lover man, so baby, won't you let me hold your hand? Kiss me, baby, all night long. Well, kiss me, baby, all night long. Well, baby, love it up all the time. Well, I want you right by my side to love and keep me satisfied. Kiss me, baby, all night long. Well, kiss me, baby, all night long. You've got to kiss me, baby, all night long. Well, kiss me, baby, all night long. Well, baby, love it up all the
listening to The Juke in the Bag with Matt the Cat.
Now I've been rolling rock, but it wasn't dead right. And I had a talk with a little girl last night. When I told her my story, I was ashamed to admit it. She said, man, you should be down in Oklahoma City. So I look out on the home, you may be my next stop. I heard you had good rockin', and that's what I'm looking for. Then I met another little girl, and she was very funny. When I told her my story, she says, you got any money? She said, around my home, you get lovin' free. And that's down in Texas, where you should be. So look out, Houston, Texas, you may be my next stop. I heard you had good rockin', and that's what I'm looking for. And we took a little stroll. She said, I believe you need rocking from the story you told. She said, around my hometown, while the grass grow green, they call it Lover's Playland. That's New Orleans. Oh, look out, New Orleans. You may be my next star. I heard you had good rockin' and that's what I'm looking for. I'm going to St. Louis and Chicago and New York City too. I'll stop in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Kentucky when I go through. I'll go by Mississippi while I'm on my run. When I complete my destination, California, here I come. And when I leave them towns, I know it will be crying shame. These women's all have been screaming, hollering, there goes that good rocking man.
Oh, he's a rockin' man. Jimmy McCracklin with the Blues Blasters from 1951, spinning off of this week's feature, Swingtime Records. Jimmy, who was a pianist and blues shouter by trade, was recording for the Tiny Trilon label out of Oakland, California, when label owner Bob Geddens hooked up with Jack Lauderdale for wider distribution. So Jimmy's records started appearing on the Swingtime label. But in 1951, he moved over to Swingtime full-time, and that's when that record, Rockin' Man, came out. McCracklin wouldn't achieve widespread success until 1958 with The Walk, which went top five nationally for the Checker label. He continued recording stellar material into the 1960s for New Orleans' Minute Records. We lost Jimmy McCracklin at the age of 91 back in 2012. I'm At The Cat, and this week we're featuring Jack Lauderdale's releases, first on Downbeat Records and then on Swingtime Records, the music that he was himself recording and releasing. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Lauderdale was leasing and buying out a lot of smaller record labels and then reissuing that material on Swingtime, in particular Christmas music. Every season, Swingtime would reissue classic rhythm and blues Christmas songs. Like Merry Christmas Baby by Charles Brown and Mabel Scott's Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. It's now 1952, and Swingtime Records is nearing the end. But before going out, Jack Lauderdale starts recording some vocal groups. These guys from Detroit, the Musketeers, were also known as the Serenaders. Their first record was issued on the Tiny Roxy label, but then they were picked up by Swingtime Records. And here is their first Swingtime release, The Musketeers with Deep in My Heart.
Bye.
goodbye. My
what a fantastic vocal record that you never hear anymore. Those are the Musketeers with Deep in My Heart. I think the first thing that signaled the downfall of Swingtime Records was when Franklin Court resigned. That was in July of 1952. Court had been responsible for getting these records on the air and into record stores. He had worked out a deal with distributors where they were to get a percentage of the records they distributed as long as it was greater than a quota that was set. This made it in the distributor's best interest to get Swingtime Records into record stores and jukeboxes. Right after Swingtime, Court landed a job with John Dolphin's label, Recorded in Hollywood. Around this time, two of his biggest acts, Lowell Fulson and Lloyd Glenn, left his label and moved to Aladdin Records. By the fall of 1954, Jack Lauderdale was out of the record business, and he sold what remained of Swingtime Records to Hollywood Records. I hope you've enjoyed this week's overview of Swingtime Records. Remember, until next time, cats and kittens, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's go out with another Swingtime vocal group, the Hollywood Flames, who began singing together in 1949 just as The Flames in the Watts section of Los Angeles. Bobby Bird was with the group from the start. This is not the Bobby Bird who sang with James Brown, but it's the Bobby Bird who changed his name to Bobby Day. By the time the Hollywood Flames hit the top 10 in 1957 with Buzz, 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 they already had a lifetime of experiences behind them. I mean, they recorded for almost every independent label out there, nearly 20 different record labels. In 1953, they stopped by Swingtime Records in Los Angeles and cut this song for Jack Lauderdale. It's called I Know, and it's in 6/8 time, which was very unusual at the time, but gave birth to what would become the time signature of the Platters' Only You. Let's close down this week's Juke in the Back with one more great record out of the Swingtime Records catalog. Here are the Hollywood Flames with I Know.
I know I'll never ever let you go, because I know I love you so. That's why I'll never let you go.
For dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.